Joined now on the air by Dr. Deb Stroman, who is the professor at the Kenan Flagler Business School, talking about sports as always with some off-the-field things to talk about today. Dr. Stroman, thanks for being here.
Absolutely. It's a great, beautiful, sunny day in Chapel Hill, as you mentioned. I'm hoping everybody's surviving all this this sunshine and hot weather, though.
How are you beating the heat?
Well, number one, staying in air conditioning.
Yes.
But when I decide to go outside and get some fresh air and do my neighborhood walk, I immediately make sure that I'm drinking lots of water, make sure that I'm taking my time. And, you know, when I feel any type of heat exhaustion coming on, whether it's the little bumps that get on your arm and stuff, you immediately take cover in shade or get back to your house. But also, I just believe in the sunshine, the vitamin D that it provides. It's a really good thing. But swimming is great, but just remembering to exercise. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, I was talking sports right now, and not a lot of local sports going on the field for the moment, although we haven't mentioned this yet, and I know we wanted to talk about the continuation of the Colin Kaepernick controversy, what Michael Vick had to say earlier this week, and what that means and how we should interpret it. But before we get to that, I haven't mentioned this yet on the air, but the latest development in the bid for an MLS franchise in Raleigh, things are moving on that, right?
Yes, absolutely. Very, very excited for my dear friend Steve Malik, owner of the RailHawks and our Courage. And of course, it's all been renamed the North Carolina Football Club. He's been in the works now for at least a year and a half, understanding the demographics of the Triangle region. Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, I don't know if there's a better place in the country that is very, very soccer-minded. We've got great university programs. We've got an unbelievable youth programs here in that area, and the spirit is there. I think that our competition, being Charlotte primarily for this state, it's going to be a tough one. They're going to be drawn to the demographics of Charlotte being just having more people. But I think the spirit is here for MLS. I'm hopeful that our bid will come through. We're going to need a lot of money. People who have money out there, if you're looking for something to invest in, please contact Steve Malik. But also we're going to need the fan support. We need people writing articles and blogs and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, just showing your love for soccer. They're going to, my understanding is they're going to make two picks by the end of the year. And if we don't get in this round, maybe next year, but it will be a great thing for the Triangle if we had MLS here.
And there really is a lot of excitement. I was just at a and the stadium proposal is for Raleigh, but you got the Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary right now. And I was just at a game a couple of weeks ago, a Courage game, so women's soccer. It was a great crowd. It was a great night. It was actually not a great night initially because it poured rain. They had to postpone the game by 2 hours, but fans stuck around for 2 hours, drove down the road. We ate at a restaurant. We came back 2 hours later, there was still a great old crowd, and it was just a terrific atmosphere there.
It is. It's special. This, you know, we know Raleigh is our flagship city for the mm-hmm. Triangle, but the area is small enough that it is not a bad ride from Carrboro over to Raleigh. The proposed stadium is downtown, which will make it unique. I think that will also bolster the business development in downtown Raleigh. But you're right. It's just a fun atmosphere. The game is very exciting. I feel like there's no reason even to mention this to the WCHL listening audience because we know how exciting soccer can be. I just think the branding that it will bring about and, of course, the fan engagement will just be a really, really wonderful thing for our community.
Yeah, speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman, and I kind of had that on my mind because when I went to the Courage game, the Courage were playing Seattle, and star player for Seattle is Megan Rapinoe, great women's soccer player, one of the greatest of all time. But kind of thinking about this in terms of the other controversy that we're going to talk about, sort of switching that topic right now, Colin Kaepernick and his ongoing struggles to get any traction option whatsoever in terms of getting signed to a team in the NFL. He's obviously been at the center of controversy for the last year plus now because he was taking a knee for the national anthem. Megan Rapinoe does the same thing in soccer. That's controversial. And the soccer league comes forward with new policies and things like that. But the thing about Megan Rapinoe is she doesn't, I don't think she, for her actions, which are basically the same as Colin Kaepernick's, didn't really seem to take a hit in terms of her career, in terms of her fan base, people at opposing teams' home games when Seattle goes on the road still cheer for her louder than most of the players for the home team. At least that was the case when the Courage, because everyone was so excited to see Megan Rapinoe, so she's such a big star. Colin Kaepernick has a very, very different experience, and the fact that he does says a lot about the way that we see not just sports, but also each other, and what has to amount to a double standard in terms of the way that we react to people for taking stands, in some cases the exact same stand, on an issue that is in the news or controversial.
Well, Aaron, you said it all just there, and that's why I love WCHL, I love Chapel Hill Carrboro, because we can talk open and honestly about these things.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about racism, just flat out.
Yeah.
And that if we don't talk about it, then that's why America continues to struggle. There is no doubt there's some injustice being played out here. And I think the big news that continues to keep Colin Kaepernick even in the news, yes, it is newsworthy that you have this Super Bowl talent that we know it's definitely diminished. It's gone down. But as Pete Carroll said, the head coach of the Seattle football team, said that the reason why they didn't pick Colin up is because he would be a backup to superstar Russell Wilson. But Pete Carroll says that Colin Kaepernick is a starter in this league. So what is going on? Why is it in the news again as Colin continues to search for a team? Well, more recently, former NFL star quarterback Michael Vick made a comment saying that the reason why Colin Kaepernick is not in the league, it has nothing to do with him being blackballed. In fact, that what he did, getting down on one knee, that people appreciated it, it was respected, but quite possibly it has to do with his image. And in particular, Michael Vick called out the fact that his afro is unattractive to white fans and to the white owners, that Colin should cut his hair. And that just set off a media barnstorm from every level, from players, from fans, from the marketers, the sponsors. Whether you're on social media or you're not, people are talking about this comment. And for a number of reasons. Number one, Michael Vick, how dare you say such? You haven't been known as a freedom fighter. You're not known as an activist. He's definitely not a researcher in the space of race and discrimination. On top of that, he fell from grace with his dog abuse criminal activity, which got him in prison. So how could you even say something like that, Michael Vick? And then going back to the hair situation in the NFL, there are a number of players who have hairstyles that some people would say are not professional.
Mm-hmm.
From the Samoan players with their big afros, Troy Polamalu, and then Clay Matthews, star defensive player for the Green Bay Packers. So this has just set everyone off again, talking about Colin Kaepernick and what has happened to him.
What does it say about, not even the NFL necessarily, but although I think we can bring the NFL in there too, what does it say about the NFL, what does it say about us, that we give Michael Vick a second chance to come back to the NFL and be a starting quarterback, and Colin Kaepernick can't even get a tryout?
Well, I think you make me pause on that one. Quite possibly, it's human abuse, as in the flag versus dogs or animals.
Mm-hmm.
Quite possibly because Colin has been very outspoken in terms of what he would like to see in America. He wants to see a wonderful, beautiful America that respects and appreciates all people. Colin is also supported by the Black Lives Matters movement, and He also participates in their activities to assist with that healing in America. And if you didn't know it, I'll say it, you know, on air, Black Lives Matters movement is not just made up of black people. Mm-hmm. It is a very diverse organization. So it is about second chances in America. I'm still hopeful that Colin will get picked up, even if it ends up being a backup and maybe one day he gets a starting chance. But there's no doubt, and you don't even have to listen to me, there are people in the league who say the guy can still play football.
Speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman again, Keenan Flagler Business School. So where do you see this going from here? Do you expect Colin Kaepernick to get another shot?
I do. I think it's going to be in a situation where someone gets hurt. Maybe during the season, he'll get picked up. You know, the history of the NFL has been Al Davis and the Oakland Raiders, that they're always the team that will pick up the so-called throwaways or the renegades or the rebels. But Al Davis has passed away under the leadership now of other family members and qualified executives. But they don't necessarily still have that spirit. They did pick up Marshawn Lynch, but, you know, Marshawn Lynch walked away from millions and millions of dollars as an all-pro running back. So that's an easy pickup. But it's going to take that bold owner, that bold front office that's willing to say, we need a player that can lead, that players rally around. And interestingly enough, we've never heard out of any of Colin Kaepernick's locker rooms of players who felt that he was not a good team player, that he wasn't doing anything he could to sacrifice for his team. So this is definitely a front office call versus the players.
I got to let you go, but Dr. Deb Stroman, Keenan Flagler Business School, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.